Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Hey, live from First Class Sounds, is the voice of DJ Scream. It's time for another episode of Big Facts. Big Bank is here, of course. Baby J, what up with that smile, that million-dollar smile? She already geeked up, man. She already geeked up. Special, special Fallon, call him guest. Family is in the building for a conversation.
Yes.
The one and only T.I., man.
Yes.
What's happening?
There's only one way we can start this off, by congratulating you on your new project. Libra is out there, you know what
Thank
I'm saying?
You.
I think as we know each other, if I love or don't love something, I will tell you the truth.
That's
and I'm going
right.
to tell you, I salute you on this project. I know you
Man.
Put your heart and soul into it. I can hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it feels like you ain't have to, like, you always make solid albums, but you didn't have to, like, think about a movie set or think about a
right.
lot of other shit. It feels like you could focus on this album. Am I correct or incorrect? You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely was a freedom that, you know, I wasn't constrained or restricted, didn't have any obligations that would hinder me from, you know, just kind of completely focusing on music. But this album was, like, recorded over the course of, when my last album came out, Dime Trust. So I've been recording ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually songs on here that I've had, you know, for the Dime Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also know that, you know, like Ring, me and Thug did Ring like that a year and a half ago.
I remember MLK telling me about that too.
Yeah, but
shout out to MLK, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Man, MLK, he the one been pushing me to put, like, hey man, what you gonna do with these records, man? What you gonna do with these records?
Yes.
Like, man, come on, put these records out, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I say the same thing to him all the time. I be like, why? Like, for what? Like, you know what I'm saying? What is it gonna do? What is it gonna change?
For your fans,
what
man.
What is the purpose?
For your fans, bro.
Man.
So this is the 11th album.
This is the 11th album.
That's hard.
What you? Because on last episode we were talking about how you stay
relevant.
Stay relevant.
Yeah.
What you feel like you did to stay relevant?
Nothing. I mean, I stopped giving a fuck.
And that's one of the Big Facts models. Don't give a fuck.
Man, the motherfucker catch you caring, they'll never let you leave it down. You know what I'm saying? Oh, motherfucker shit. Catch you caring, man, you just gotta not give a fuck. You know, it's just like, for instance, I give you an example. I might go through my comments and I might see something to say, you know, tip washed or something like that. Then I say some shit like, ask your mama, nigga. And look, little motherfucker comment back, see, you cared, didn't you?
Mm.
It hit you, huh? You felt that, didn't you? I'm like, ooh, you motherfuckers, I can't stand. You know what I'm saying? So you just can't let them catch you caring, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I got a story, too. Like, this is a little known fact, but Tip and Jason were, like, my first transaction with like a major label and becoming a vendor and, you know what I'm saying, all that shit, because I did like the photography for the In the Streets mixtape covers like a long time ago. So that was like my first industry check, my first real check, like from any type of music shit.
You pay her?
No, Atlantic paid me. But you know,
Wait.
The Streets was independent.
In the Streets was, yeah.
No. But Atlantic. They like I got money, but it was like the In the Streets part three, whatever, however the shit went, I got a check from Atlantic for, you know what I'm saying, for doing like the stuff or whatever. Jason and Clay put it together. But it was just like, just from then, like when we fucking did the Poppin' Since Kindergarten party at the fucking, it was either the Nike Pavilion or the shit downtown, the little shit on Spring Street, to now, it's always been like the same West Side shit, like for real. Like, yeah, and that's going back to the relevancy thing that we were talking about. It's just like, just staying the same nigga and not doing no extra shit. Like, just being yourself. Like, that's how you stretch it and make it last. Like,
You gotta be real. The shit got to be authentic. You can't be, you know, it can't be coerced. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker got to know it's real. Just like you said, you can hear it. You can feel, you know, just that I meant what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
But you could be the realest ever. If the talent don't evolve, you're gonna be stuck.
The hibbity hobbity.
Yeah, you gotta be dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, that goes into a different level of the discussion. That's like how you keep your skill sharp. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You gotta elevate the skill set, man. But in order for that to even mean anything, you have to be relevant. Like, people have to really care about what the fuck you have to say.
But in this shit we got going on, like, this shit have changed. Mm-hmm. More than twice since you've been in this shit. You dropped 11 albums. Been in this shit since what?
Man, 2001.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, nigga, that's 20 years. Yeah. So it's like, how you able to still be in a video with a thug and keep up with the fashion? Or, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? It's like,
I mean,
some people can't do it though.
I don't know. I mean,
like, it looked like you supposed to be on a video with Baby. It looked like you supposed to be on a video with Thug. It looked like, you know what I'm saying?
But that's the West Side. Yeah, that's the West Side.
That ain't got nothing to do with West Side.
We're not
going to
do that.
Listen, a dope nigga stay dope until
If you ain't some of these niggas get booted.
Some people fall off too.
Some people, and you know, look like, why is he on the song with him?
They can fall off music.
You ain't seen that.
Did Prince ever feel old?
Prince different.
Did Michael Jackson? So am I, nigga.
Yeah,
what
I'm just saying.
We talking about other people though.
I can't speak for them. Shit.
We putting you in that space. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I can't really. I don't know, bro. I don't know how to tell another person to do it, because what worked for me ain't gonna work for nobody else but me. You
dig?
I can't necessarily tell. You know, you got to be willing to put it out. You put it out there like I was. Some motherfuckers gonna hold back.
Yeah,
that's real. I think part of it is what you've been preaching too from day one. I think part of it is what you've been preaching from day one too, just the hustle. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like you just rap. You know what I'm saying? You rap, you've done apparel, you've done movies.
Am doing,
right? You're still doing
that. Am doing. Right. Go get you a coup.
Yeah.
And hustle game. A cool 12 years, finna be 13 years in
That's
the
crazy.
Business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? And hustle game right at 8. We about, you know what I'm saying? So and also Strivers Row. Shout out to Strivers Row, you know, for your premium denim and garments.
But I remember you, we was in LA, and you told me, you like, I'm about to do this museum, a trap museum. I was looking at that nigga like, bro, that shit, no. But then I actually seen it when it came together, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit dope, dog.
Thank you. And what if I would have listened to you?
Nah, I ain't really say. I'm just
saying,
know,
right?
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
I got you.
Yeah, but I don't know. Right. Because I couldn't see
it. You couldn't see the vision.
That's an excellent segue.
We talked about this on the last episode.
The point that I always make. Don't never let nobody tell you what the fuck you can or can't.
We just talked about this.
Don't never
that's
let
why
nobody.
I brought it up.
Yeah, hey, listen, bro. I think that the fear that somebody else put on you, their fear. People project their failures and their fears onto you. You may have a vision, God or whoever you believe in, put that vision in your ability to conceive for a reason.
Facts.
it came to you because it's yours. You have a gift or something that can execute this, but then the first thing we all do is lay it out there. I'm about to do this. Then somebody say, huh? You about to do what? Nah, man. You can't do that. How you going to do that? Nah, man. I don't think you do that. And if you go with that, no offense, no pun intended.
For sure, for sure.
I ain't really talking about black because I don't even remember the conversation he was talking about. But a lot of people said that. I remember more.
Nah, I didn't actually say it. I just looked like, what the fuck is this nigga thinking about a trap museum? Like, what the fuck
I understand
you mean?
That, but I'm
shit lying around the corner, man.
Man, that motherfucker jumping and been jumping. Now, take you back.
That's a real dime trap. How much you trying to get in there?
$20 now.
That's a dub trap, bro.
Yeah,
that shit bean, though.
$20, yeah.
I ain't even gonna cap you now. That
be a bean. But even more important, we're telling the stories of our culture before white people get a chance to do it for us.
And change the narrative.
Yeah, and like because what I like to do, the information is all there. You have statistics on the percentage of people that are incarcerated in Georgia. We are number one. We have the most people under the thumb of the law in the country. It's more people either locked up on parole or on probation under some kind of supervision. We have number one as of 2017. Number one. Mm. More people in Georgia are on probation, parole, or in prison than any other state. These statistics come from 2017. So, you know, you have that kind of stuff in there. You have, okay, dope created trap music. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have shit to talk about. We done made way more money off of talking about selling dope than we have off actually selling dope.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Real shit.
We didn't get the dope here. Mm-hmm. When you see on the news, it's, shit, 10 tons of dope just washed up on shore. That wasn't us.
Right.
You know what I mean? And a motherfucker had to have some kind of connection to feel like they can get that shit out there like that. So when they make it to our hood, that shit was done. That shit was put there to destroy us. And we took something that was meant to destroy us and used it to build us. Mm. What the devil meant for bad, God used for good.
You practiced that shit too. What you talking about? How many times you said that though? In the trap museum, that what you say when you walk people through, you say that. Like real shit though. Shit sound too perfect, bro.
I mean, I teach a class at Clark, bro. That's really? The kind of shit. Yeah,
what the class is?
The business of trap music.
That's hard. That's hard.
And I gotta take them through all of this because, you know, of course, when the average person see or listen to trap music and the results of it, you know, the first thing they say is, you know, they just glorifying. You know, they just bragging off of destroying the community. Right. First of all, community was fucked up before that even got here anyway. It was just fucked up from something else. Might have been more fucked up from heroin. It might have been more, but they ain't never had us to the point where we were living on the same at the same state as white people. They ain't never had us like that. So let's not pretend like shit was just perfect and then crack came. Let's not do that.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, so the crack hit the hood, whatever, and it had whatever effects on the hood that it did, and they were detrimental atrocities that we committed amongst ourselves and to our people. However, had it not been for crack, a lot of us wouldn't have never had no access to no real capital to know what to do with no money when we got into a position. Mm. That was our way of learning manufacturing, distribution,
count,
networking, accounting.
Count.
You know what I'm saying? Well, how to count and accounting.
Count. Yeah, oh yeah.
Profit,
sure.
Loss, bad. Location. You dig what I'm saying?
Speaking
delegation
truth.
Of responsibility.
Facts.
How to you know what I'm saying? How to have an infrastructure. How to have an infrastructure. That's what crack gave
when
some
you set
of
up,
us
when,
that.
When you set up a trap and a block or whatever, you really setting up damn near Fortune 500
you
company.
You damn sure is if that motherfucker work.
Yeah,
right.
if it's rolling, that's a business really.
Yeah.
Exactly. And had it not been for crack, a lot of us wouldn't have that. I give you an example. Okay, there's a gentleman that was in Compton back in the day. The man, he lived in his mama house, had a dream. He was just a DJ though, right? He had a homeboy. His homeboy was a crack dealer. Homeboy didn't really have no dream, no vision, whatnot. He would just want to be the best hustler he could be. Run into a partner, tell him about the dream, ask his homeboy to invest. And homeboy just, you know, put some money he probably would have threw up in the club or fucked up some other kind of way. He put it behind his homeboy, and they went on in belief of what they were doing, right? Okay, so this homeboy, the one that was living in their mama house that didn't have the money, just had the dream, he is now a billionaire. Mm-hmm. They name it Dr. Dre. Yep. Their homeboy with Eazy-E. Had Eazy-E been just as broke as Dr. Dre, we would have never got N.W.A. Mm.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm. Or the so Chronic or none of that shit.
Look at how many, look, Master P. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The reason he was able to put himself into a position to where he got the kind of deal or could do the kind of deal that he did at first, they put him in a position, you know what I mean, is because he had his own money already. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, hustling.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason we were able to invest in ourselves and be able to financially support ourselves to the point where we could tell the labels.
Exactly.
We don't
exactly.
need your money.
Exactly.
We didn't need you to put our shit on the shelf. We don't need your money for real. So, crack did that.
Yeah.
You understand? So, we took some shit that were meant to destroy us, and we used it to change the course of living for our families forever. And only niggas could have done that. You understand that?
No, real
shit. Only niggas could do that. Black people been making the best out of the worst shit for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what trap music is to me, and that's what I teach in my course.
Dope. One thing that's just floating right now, we're getting real close to this election day, is just the election. You know what I'm saying? We have some healthy debates right here
mm-hmm.
on Big Facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put any words into anyone's mouth. But,
right.
you know, I just said Trump got to go. For several reasons, I think whatever it is, whatever everybody feels about this, about that, the homie got to go.
Yeah, I mean, that go with what I'm saying. I mean, bro, how about this? If we was out somewhere, you know, and we ran into somebody who kept just, you know what I'm saying, just kept referring to us publicly as bitch-ass nigga, hoe-ass nigga. You know, suck ass nigga, okay? If we see this person, we're not gonna take kindly to that.
Right.
We may not all respond the same way. Mm-hmm. However, we're gonna move off of the disrespect we feel from being publicly called bitch ass niggas and hoe ass niggas, right?
Exactly.
And if this person has a party or this person is somewhere, is my opinion of them, they're not gonna receive it because they've been calling me bitch ass niggas and hoe ass niggas. I ain't going for that, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you call integrity. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's self-respect. That's, you know, that means that I care enough about me, I ain't finna let you violate me without me holding you accountable for it.
Facts.
Facts.
Yep.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Okay, so back to Trump and how he been calling us bitch-ass niggas and hoe-ass niggas all the while. He been calling us that. To our face, like putting the finger in your face. Hey, man, to stand back and stand by with the most blatant motherfucking shit that I've seen in quite some time. What's up, old head? Now, the stand back and stand by shit, that shit was blatant in your face. It's been time where at his rallies, you got black people in there peacefully protesting, and he say, you know what he say? Shit like, back in our day, we would have knew what to done with, we'd have known what to do with them. They'd have handled you the right way. And any of you, if you have to use force and you get locked up, I'm paying your bond. To a black woman.
Basically inciting a riot.
Now, what happened if we were to get up there and do some shit like that? If we were to stand on stage in a packed arena and it was some white boy raising some ruckus and some MAGA hats, and we were to say, hold up, cut the lights on. Y'all fucked them up and we got y'all on your bond money if you go to jail for it. What would happen to us?
Why you looking
I just can't go.
This nigga good, bro.
I can't go for just being handled because we don't go for being handled any other kind of way for anybody else. We're not finna roll over for nobody else.
But I ain't, hold up, I'm voting for Ye anyway, so I'm just gonna say
you mad we well vote for Trump.
That's what I told him.
Nah, but on some real shit, Trump they gave these niggas this money though.
So
all these niggas fucked up, man.
It's ours anyway.
I don't want to say
it's ours anyway.
We're not getting to that.
Least you let that shit go.
It's ours anyway.
You need Clay high, fuck already, bro. What you smoking, Clay?
Hey man. Listen, you can't give a motherfucker credit for giving you some free shit.
Motherfuckers ain't getting on no free shit. Man. Motherfuckers ain't. Trump ready to buy them votes, man.
Bruh.
Trump ready to buy them votes.
Would you be willing to be called a bitch ass nigga?
I don't even vote anyway, bro.
I'm just asking, but for your vote, would you be willing to do that?
Nah, you right. That's why I said you good. I just said he good. Like, you never think about it like that.
The problem is,
motherfucker been goddamn saying, fuck you and fuck your people, your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, you were slaves, so what? We don't give a fuck to how we wanted you, nigga. Facts. We'll kick your ass out the country. You don't like it. You handle me like that, anybody handle me like that. Well, I'm at your ass. You know what I mean? At the very least, I can verbally show my disdain for this treatment. You know what I'm saying? At the very least.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't just gonna lay there and got there and look the other way like, oh, they ain't talking to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how Trump supporters, that how they look to me. Like, if a motherfucker walk in here and got there.
But you good, bro.
If a motherfucker were to walk in here for real and say, I whoop a nigga with some gold teeth ass in this bitch. And then goddamn bank, they be like, shit, he ain't talking to me. That's how Trump supporters look. That's how they look. You some hoe, like you really lack integrity. You really losing your self-respect. And you show whether it's the money or whether it's you just rather be not treated like they treat niggas. And you rather rest on that rather than move to make them treat all the niggas the way niggas should be treated. Like, just like white people.
So you vote?
Yeah.
Who you voting for?
The other side.
What the other side doing for us? I don't know.
Man, it's a black woman in there. It's a black woman over there.
That's what we said last time.
It's a black woman over there.
But I'm saying, though,
it's a black woman over there.
People, though, what's going on, though? We want to know what's going on, too.
So this
is what we vote for. We vote because we just don't like Trump.
First of all,
we vote for the other people. What are we doing?
We're going for the other side. I'm going to tell you why. Because that's what's going to keep our children being in a position where they can get not just pulled over by police and shot. You know what I mean? George Zimmerman, they ain't even no police. He ain't no police. Them boy that killed the boy Ahmaud, he wasn't no police. Them folk they could just run us down and just bow. Folks showing up hanging and shit like that. Bro, hell no, not for my kid. I can't let my kid live in a world like that. You know what I mean? If it was just me, then I'd be all right, cool. But right now, all my effort, energy, time, and attention got to be invested into something that's going to make this world a better place to leave it for my children, my grandchildren. On top of the money. The money going to come. I'm going to get that, too. You know what I mean?
That deep.
You know what I mean? But I got to, because if that's the case, why in the fuck did I? Because just look at all the odds we defied. Look at all the shit we overcame. Why in the hell would we make it all the way here and then use the influence and authority we have to serve ourselves? Then that shit was for nothing. Mm. We may as well have been at the bottom with everybody else. If you can get up top and you ain't going to help nobody but you, shit. Yeah. You may as well have been down here with me. Shit, right. You know what I mean? So that's my motivation, bro. That's like, that would drive me. I just get out there because I'm like, shit, if I'm T.I. and I can goddamn say something that'll make a motherfucker do some shit that he wouldn't have did, mm-hmm. I'm gonna make that shit count toward doing something that's going to make the world a better place for my kids to live in.
That's real.
So look, so this is what I want you to explain to me. I want you to explain to me the status of the Lloyds of London situation, because I'm very excited about that.
Glad you asked that question. All right, so what they did was they reached back out with a letter, but the letter was really just, I found this out a little later, the letter was really just kind of like a copy and paste of what's on their website and then printed it on the letter. And, you know, I say, okay, well, at least they, you know, were considerate enough to get back. Let me write them a more detailed letter showing them why this shit applies to them exclusively.
Right.
And then they kind of sent another letter referring me back to the first letter and saying the same shit. And I requested in my second letter a meeting so we could kind of, you know, come to terms with this, and they didn't say nothing about the meeting in that next letter. So in a moment, it's gonna be time to mobilize, strategize, and, you know, just show them if we don't fuck with their clients ain't gonna fuck with them. Black people have a bunch of shit that's been plaguing our communities, a bunch of shit that's fucking with us and holding us down. But 99% of that shit'll be solved if we just stuck together on any motherfucking thing.
Right.
Why is that so hard, though?
We're 50 million deep in this motherfucking country.
Why is that so difficult, though? That's the real question. Because that's a lot easier said.
You really want to know?
Please.
Because niggas don't love themselves.
Okay. Clear.
Niggas don't love themselves, you know. Yeah, you know, niggas been taught all their life to watch out for other niggas. So if I've been taught to watch out for other niggas, the last thing I want to do is work with some niggas I got to watch out for all the goddamn time. You know
that's
what I'm
real,
saying? But little do you know, you got to watch human beings. You got to watch human beings.
I was just saying that shit. Mm-hmm. Niggas always be like, I ain't fucking with you. I'm taking my shit to my crack. Everybody say
and
that.
And go get work. Go get done worse.
Yeah, I'm taking my shit to my crack. I'm letting the cracker wrap my shit in.
But then again, as long as you know that you going out there and you paying a premium, you know what I'm saying? If you paying a premium for getting something done faster, you paying a premium because you think you can get it done better, that's one thing. But if you just automatically think that anything a white person out there doing, black people doing better, have done better, can do better. I don't give a damn what it is.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what it is. It ain't nothing you can... They can't sleep better than us. You dig what I'm saying? Motherfucker can't breathe better than us, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, you know, if you doing that, this shit lit. Like, black, like, what can you show me better than making the pyramids? Like, that
real
should
shit.
Just do it.
Real shit.
That should just do it, bro.
What pyramid?
Egypt, motherfucker.
What pyramid? I'm saying when they made them. They made, the black people made the pyramids.
The Egyptians?
They black.
What?
See, I don't know nothing about history. Break this down right quick. Let me say this. See, bro, I know what type of fans we have on Big
I got you.
So you got niggas that send somewhere that's really retarded.
Ask that question.
And listening and thinking like that. They don't know shit. So that's why
shit.
I asked the question like a nigga like that.
You
know what I'm saying?
They are unaware of that particular aspect.
So I got to be that nigga.
Geography escapes them.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? What pyramids? Where?
No
you feel what I'm saying?
All right, so you're right. Right, and you know, I'm going to tell
you
something.
That's what I'm asking him.
I'm going to tell you something that's very American, bank. Something that's very American. I spoke to some of my African partner who kind of trained me in boxing out in L.A. He said, hey, listen, if you don't know, you don't know, man. Like, you know, a lot in America, y'all train y'all children to grow up feeling dumb for asking questions. Mm. That's something that I just had, but he said he came to America as like a teenager. And he's like, that's something I just experienced when I got here. Like, whenever you ask a little kid something, it's always like, huh, I did, like, kind of like, I did it right. And when you supposed to be allowed the opportunity to make mistakes and get corrected and ask questions, and mm-hmm. that's how we get better. But motherfucker have kind of trained us, conditioned us to take that shit to offense, and motherfuckers just expect people to be right all the time.
Facts.
Yeah. And that shit does, you know what I'm saying? So, all right.
I just know a lot of people don't know a lot of shit.
About. For the niggas you talking about, I don't want them to feel, because when you put that on a motherfucker, what they do is, it make them feel bad for asking, and then they continue to not know shit because they don't get a chance to ask.
For sure.
So I want them to understand. Okay, so Egypt is a country in Africa. They have pyramids. Okay, Egypt is like, I think somewhere like close to said to be the origins of civilization, which is why the original man is black. The original human being, the first motherfucker to step foot on this motherfucking ball of dirt is black. You see? And that's what the fuck, they can't escape. They came from us. That's it. That's what, you know, like, so I think.
And the pyramid is the most complex.
They can't figure out how to do it. They can't
in the world.
You can't destroy it either.
They can't figure out how to redo the pyramid.
Like, you've never seen anybody recreate a pyramid because of the
scientists say what type of machinery they had.
That's what I'm saying. That's
you gotta let that be known, though.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The scientists said this shit it seems like it was built from the top down. But the size of the stones, you need a fucking forklift bulldozer or something. You got big 2,000-3,000-pound stones that's stacked
at the top.
At the very top. And ain't no goddamn steps on that motherfucker. So how
and they
the
didn't
hell?
Have no fucking no ladders.
There wasn't
like,
no ladder,
none of
those elevators. Man. But that's what I'm saying. Okay, so when you look at, when you marvel at the likes of that, like, okay, these people were able to do that. At this time, this far back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You already know, man. You just, all this white supremacy, that shit is like reverse psychology kind of. They just do that so to keep us from knowing that we is what the fuck we is.
Because, I mean, I know this might be a stretch or whatever, but just, like, going off of that, if you really, like, seriously understand, like, the pyramids and the whole Egyptian thing or whatever, I feel like we were created superior.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like all the stuff that we've gone through over the years.
I'm going to get deep with y'all. I'm going to get deep with y'all for a minute because you just remind me of something. It's a theory of mine. And now, mind you, this theory is, I guess, is laced with some fiction because we don't know if this shit real.
We don't know if dinosaurs bark or what.
Like. Yeah, absolutely. What if dinosaurs had? What does it sound like? Birds you hear in the morning.
Yeah, like.
Like a dinosaur's growl is like birds chirping. Could you imagine that? But anyway, going back to what I was saying. My theory is God, okay? We're basing this off the Bible. Mm-hmm. God in heaven created, and God in heaven only chilled with the angels, right? He creates man. A man he created was black. They say God was so in love with his creation that his angels was getting upset with him or something. And then him and Lucifer fell out.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that he cast Lucifer down to, you know, a different place and told him, you know, and Lucifer vowed, he said, I will make them defy you. I will show you.
Who is them? Who is them?
Talking about his creation, which is man.
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
So you believe that whole story in the Bible?
Nah, bro. I'm just telling you based off what we have here. I'm just giving you a theory. Now, I'm just telling you. I know that what I said, the story that I just told you, is in the Bible. That's what the Bible says. So if the Bible is real, fake, fiction, or whatever, that's what's in there. All right? So going off of the Bible, because that's what we have as our instruction. Okay, going off of this, Lucifer got kicked out of heaven.
Yeah.
And Lucifer was beefing with the people that God had created.
Which is man.
Which is man. Woman. So he kicked Lucifer down to here, and Lucifer vowed to God that he was going to show God that, you know, he shouldn't have been so proud of us. That's just the story. So y'all take with that, y'all do what y'all want to do with it. You know what I mean? It ain't my job to give you your opinion. I'm just telling you what's in the Bible.
You want to know your opinion.
No, you ain't gonna get me like that. I think it could be anything. I think whatever happened though, let's just hypothetically say Lucifer did come down and Lucifer did, you know, make an attempt to infiltrate man. All he gonna do is get next to one person who willing to turn on some more people. He'll say, hey man, you know what? You should really be running the tribe, really. You
know, they got
way more spears over there. They got way more, you know, they got girls. They ain't nobody paying you no attention, man. I can show you how to get it. Do you want power? Yes. They always say it.
Right.
Yes.
Fuck yes.
You see what I'm saying? That's what voting for Trump like.
That's a crazy analogy.
Fuck Trump.
That's a crazy analogy.
That would.
I'm gonna tell you, you know what, bro? When you said that shit, when you saying about the goddamn nigga calling you a fuck nigga to your face,
and
you just eating it.
Yeah, yeah.
If I say you good, I already said I was. We already said this last episode.
But part of fuck Trump is.
I don't believe in none of that shit. He just a nigga that gotta go.
But you do.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. He just a nigga that just gotta go. Yeah, his personal moral.
It ain't about
get your
him.
Bitch ass on. I can respect that. I can respect it. It ain't about politics right now.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
So I can go for that.
Exactly.
So, but I'm saying, when a nigga want to talk about divide. Politics.
That divide.
You get what I'm saying?
Fuck but, politics.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But that's what niggas be acting like they voted.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I remember, man, check this out, bro. This real, no cap on this. First day after Trump was elected, when they turned in the votes and it was final, Hillary lost and Trump won. I was in New York City, Lower East Side, walking with 5 mics, matter of fact. I'm walking from the hotel to like a pizza shop or some shit. Walking on the sidewalk. It was some trash and some people were moving some shit out of a truck or some shit right there. So I stepped off the sidewalk and walked in the street for a minute. Simultaneously, there's a bike coming down. And motherfucker almost bumped into me. I'm like, yo. And he turned around like, hey, get the fuck out the way. I was like, what you mean you get the fuck out the way? He said, Trump's gonna get you. The Trump gonna get your ass kicked, boy.
Trump gonna get you.
Trump's gonna get you. No bullshit, no cap on it. And he was a European, like he was like a foreigner somewhere, like he might have been, you know, from some other part of Europe, maybe Russian or something like that. But he was white. And this motherfucker felt like he had more of a place over here than I did.
And that was 4 years ago before Trump really showed his ass and showed these people that I got your back for you to show your same ass.
Stand so back and now. Stand yes, by was yeah, he, the guess most what he doing? Blatant.
Exactly.
He talking only hey, to man. His base. He if don't I give would, a fuck about no hey, new man. new voters.
Let me just ask you this. Oh, he care now. That's why he trying to, you know what I'm saying? He trying to get, like, do little slick shit like he doing with Kanye and like he doing with IQ. All that shit is just like... Like, what, this shit is manipulation, bro. He, that nigga do shit like that. Look what he did to Steve Harvey. Look what he did to goddamn Jim Brown. Look what he did to Ray Lewis.
Misinformation, disinformation.
You know, them motherfuckers would go like, at least, so Steve Harvey, I spoke to him. He say shit, man. The dude say he was interested in seeing how to help the black community for real. And I didn't want to be, you know, so arrogant or so hateful that I didn't at least go to hear what he had to say, what he was talking about. He said, well, what, you know, when I get there, we didn't really say much. And I found out soon that it was really just for this photo op. And just for this, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and he used the, exactly. Yeah. And that the same shit they doing to Q.
Q said he took, he never took the meeting with Trump, but he talked to some of Trump people.
Nah, but what I'm trying to tell you.
That nigga Q just said, fuck, what he just said to the son or something?
I ain't even seen it yet.
He said, the son tweeted goddamn.
They photoshopped Trump Cube. Hats on Cube and 50.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was like,
nigga, please.
What's up, my boy? Y'all give it to yeah. Duval in the house. What's
up? It's smooth, man.
What's happening?
I'm alive. Yo, how are you?
What the fuck?
What's going on? What's up, baby? Come on. You give me that to him. Yeah, look at me. I'm going to let you do it. Behold.
My man, okay, y'all finish y'all. What are you doing?
He talking shit. I forgot where the fuck I was and what the fuck Cube, I was saying.
Cube.
Okay, so Cube had the contract for Black America. Set it out there for the Democrats and the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Say the Democrats said they'd rather wait until after the election, which to me says, I don't really need you. Mm. I ain't got to talk to you. I ain't got to tell you I'm gonna do nothing for you.
Oh, they either. Told Q what now?
They say told Q they'd rather wait until after the election. They'd rather wait to talk about the contract.
Basically, we like, already made it.
Listen,
it anyway.
What Q is saying is, hey, listen, black people, we have been blindly going for one side for a long time and ain't got shit done. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nothing for it, which is absolutely true. So he created a contract for Black America, and he submitted it publicly and he sent it to both sides. Both sides responded. One side responded, the Democrats, and said, "Okay, we ain't really, we ain't ready to talk about this right now. We'll talk about it after the election." And if you want to talk about something after the election, that means by the time I get in there, I ain't really got to do shit for real.
Yeah.
You know, ain't no accountability there. Obviously, I feel like y'all votes, they in the bag. All right. The other side said, you know what, we like what we see here, you know, and they put some of that shit in their, in their platform for their campaign, right? However, what you can see is that the shit is disingenuous even by how they tweeting out false shit, saying that it is way more than it is, and trying to confuse enough niggas who might, you know, see, oh, Ice Cube fucking with him? I ain't fucking with him. I ain't fucking with, you know what I mean? And just confuse motherfuckers. Or get motherfuckers to actually go over that way.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, tarnishing Ice Cube's reputation.
Right.
Intentionally, like, okay, because they know if his base see that and feel like they can, they're like a conspiracy, nigga.
So
it's like a conspiracy.
So you say Trump, they got back with Ice Cube on the move. What is the shit?
It's a contract for Black Americans, just basically talking about like maybe like 500 trees, like just talking about things that need to be targeted and that need to be done that primarily affect us. You know what I'm saying? Putting funds into the community and, you know, just doing things that need to be done for Black people. And the shit is, you know, whoever Black people vote for should be held accountable for these votes. Now me, I'm going to tell you, vote for the Democrats because we got to get this motherfucker out of the office. Because, and it ain't even about money or nothing else.
Yeah.
Got to get this motherfucker out because he going to get a lot more niggas killed or make niggas start killing a lot of people. He going to bring about civil war. This is the people who I know, you know, who was in Germany, in Nazi Germany, say this is how Hitler started.
Yeah. Mm. Just like how Senator David Perdue was doing his press conference or whatever in the House yesterday and like made a joke of Kamala Harris's name.
Yeah.
And
I
like
saw that.
Willfully mispronounced it 5 or 6 different ways, like it was like some ghetto bullshit or something like that. And then he made no problem. And then he made like this fake ass bullshit apology, and now everybody's okay sweeping it under the rug like it was a mistake. No, the fuck it was not.
Hey, bro, we gotta stand up. We gotta stand up for our lives, our liberty, our heritage, just for our children and grandchildren, bro.
Yeah.
We gotta let these motherfuckers, bro. We ain't going for that shit, man. I don't know what y'all thought. How y'all figure like y'all can just got there rewind time and shit, man. But we ain't going for it. Right. All you gotta do is stand up and say no. Ain't nobody even saying nothing. Everybody just like, yeah, well, whatever, you know. I guess they're just... What if they start rounding up? Then who? Niggas, it's a nigga in here. Get your ass out. Get in that motherfucking van. You dig what I'm saying? Oh, now niggas ready to do something. Oh, shit. Now you got to go. Now you have to get yourself together and go prepare. You waited too late, dummy. You getting all the signs. You getting all the indications. What are you waiting on?
So what is it niggas do? What nigga need to do? Vote?
Yes, you need to vote. You need to educate yourself. You need to arm yourself legally. You need to learn how to shoot, teach your kids how to shoot. They teaching theirs how to shoot. You dig? You need to educate your children on the origin of man, which is black people. That ain't never been taught to us. We are the origin of existence, of humanity.
So we talked about this earlier, our audience and the people that listen. So 16-year-old Tip, 18-year-old Tip.
Yeah.
Did you give a fuck about any of this shit?
Some
of it, but some of it you did.
Man, look, hey, bro, in sixth grade, I got put out of school for not standing up for the pledge.
Mm.
They suspended me for a whole week, and I kept doing it because I wanted time in the streets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I started with a purpose, but then when I saw, I kind of, you know, I manipulated the purpose a little bit just to get what I wanted done. So I kind of always kind of played both sides because I've been aware. I didn't discipline myself to kind of turn away from the trappings of, you know what I'm saying?
But it's safe to say a lot of this change...
My flesh is weak.
A lot of this change got to come... and you can agree or disagree. A lot of this change got to come from the age about 18 to, let's say, 25, right? Let's just say, I know that it's important for us to be on
the
it.
The sooner
but
you start, the more you know. Like, just to be honest with you, man, people are using in all walks of life, and you can take that for black people, white people, in business and personally. People are using what you don't know against you
for
daily.
Sure. For
nah,
sure.
Them facts.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Them facts.
People are using what you don't know against you daily. Why would you insist on continuing to not know?
But how do we reach the 18?
No, listen.
How do we reach the 18-year-old nigga that don't give a fuck about nothing, none?
You want to be broke?
All of us.
Do you want to be poor?
Ask them if they want to be. Okay.
Do you want to be poor? Do you want to continue to get kicked up their ass by police and don't have nothing to say about it? Do you want to continue to have a white man's word mean more than yours? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you
how you change all that though? We want to know like what's the start?
First of all,
I'm trying to put you a little bit into, because I do it with him sometimes. I'm trying to put you a little bit in the 18-year-old Tip mode.
It start with education. Even 18-year-old Tip wanted to know. I wanted to know everything it was to know about the music being because I knew that that's what I wanted to get myself into. Wanted to know what the money was, you know, but it was just about, you know what I'm saying, changing the course of living for my family.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to know what the money was. So that's what, and then I ran into other information along the way and people who were willing to kind of, you know, be patient with me and show me, you know what I mean? But I had to be willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I pissed a lot of motherfuckers off, and a lot of people they never thought I was ever going to make it. And when I say make it, I mean live.
Mm. I just think that that young kid, right? Some of them, and we say this, they don't even want no money. They just want some clout for some bullshit. They ain't going to the mall to holler at females. They going to the mall just to get on some bullshit. Like, it's just kind of a,
well,
it's a different day.
Man, we was on bullshit too. We used to do all that. You could do it all at the same time. You can be on bullshit and learn something all at the same time.
I like that.
If I'm going to be on bullshit, I want to be the smartest motherfucker on bullshit out here.
I like that.
You dig what I'm saying? You ain't got to sacrifice being on bullshit, although you should. But you ain't got to sacrifice that. Just because you on bullshit don't mean you got to be dumb, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Research, learn. Read, dedicate your time to digging. You ain't got to even read the whole book, my nigga. Just start with a page. And I bet you learned something in that page that you didn't know, and it's going to make you want to read another page. Just goddamn read, bro. Because people are using what you don't know against you every day.
At an alarming rate.
Every day, all the time. If I told you, nigga.
That's real.
This what's gonna get you off your ass and on your feet. If you don't read that book, then your ass just wanna be on your ass.
It's disturbing that they can even use the phrase if you want to keep a secret from a black man, put in the book. It's disturbing that that's even a phrase.
No, it's not. It's not disturbing.
In the book,
it's not disturbing that they use it. It's disturbing that we validate it with our actions.
Got you.
We enforce the word. We empower that statement with us continuously refusing to read.
Right.
And I don't even read enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it because I know the little bit of shit that I read, it helps me every day. It helped me every day. Just, you know what I'm saying? How I process shit, think about shit. You know what I mean? And I just know that shit can goddamn, it can change your motherfucking life.
Back to the album, The Libra, man. What the hell is going on with this T.I.'s friend Pete on Drake? And just clear it up for us so we'll know what's going on. Because, man, it's in every headline and we just want the facts. It's big facts.
Well, first of all, let me goddamn start by saying blog sites and tabloids and motherfucking, you know, these motherfucking sensationalized media sources, they are looking to turn something into some shit. Me, myself, personally, I didn't say that to weaponize the event. I was really, like, magnifying the intensity of the person that I was making this song about, showing how drastic of an individual we were dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's my best friend that I actually had to, like, you know, this is my best friend. And that was, it was a big moment. Like, I ain't finna go into the specifics of it, but yeah, no, it wasn't like a nigga, you know what I'm saying, intentionally just chose to pee
to on do me. That. Yeah.
Then nobody single him out and say, hey, you, let me pee on you. You know what I mean? It wasn't no shit like that. It was wild though.
It was like wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah. Kind of like,
for lack of a better way to put it.
So, yeah. but musically, when that song was together, did you feel like people might misconstrue it when it was released?
I didn't think nothing of it. For one, especially not him, because we ain't never had no issue. Mm. I ain't got no motive. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling the story. You were part of the story. I didn't say it in such a way where I didn't, it ain't like I dropped the beat on it and echoed it and boom, and hit it with a bomb. And like, bro, I just said the shit happened.
So, but if that would have put shoes on the other feet, how you would have took it?
I would have took it the same way I took it at the time when it happened.
I'm talking some rap shit.
I'm just saying, if you're talking to me about something that's true, and it happened to me, and I was there, I'm going to respond to you saying it the same way I would respond.
When it happened to you.
When it happened.
You fire.
Yes,
fire. Oh, you asked? Yeah.
Did a lot.
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, this shit wasn't a diss. I would never think that a nigga think I was dissing them like that. And then I don't throw rocks and hide my hand, bro. That ain't my style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker let the you know what I'm saying, what other people say, drive them to a place where they in that, well, you know what I mean? It's some emotion there. Mm-hmm. Then I just let the universe work that out unless it make it way to me.
Yeah. Versus battles, man. You got one up your sleeve we don't know about? Are we still in discussion for that?
I don't know what to do. I came out.
Well, I picked my man. That's tip and 50, but I'm going to say as.
I ain't finna call out no more names. Somebody got to call me out. Do me like I did him. Watch me. Watch my next move.
Somebody do a versus with Tip, please.
Ain't no will. Somebody, no.
Not anybody. I'm just saying.
Man, listen.
Because I'm going to be honest. I want to see.
Ain't got nobody else on that list. You going to try.
I ain't really. Man, I ain't finna try nobody else now, but you know what I'm saying? Somebody try me.
50 got some bangles, though, too.
How many?
How long can he go?
How many
songs they do? Like 20 songs?
Hey, man,
I ain't gonna lie. Let
me tell you, the battle will not go to the strong, the race neither to the swift, but the one who may endure until the end. You dig what I'm saying? Got that shit out of book.
I had to take a shot.
Now, say it one more time. Say it one more time.
The battle will not go to the strong. The race neither to the swift, but the one who may endure until the end.
Thanks.
Basically, shout out to the turtle.
Yeah.
Straight up. Shout out to the turtle.
That's basically the tortoise in the hell. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, though, bro, I like 50, but I like me. I like me more than I like anything. I ain't never seen nothing I like more than me. You hear me? I got everything. I got whatever on me, bro. Yeah. I got whatever on me against whoever in the fuck.
That's how it should be.
You dig?
That's how it should be.
And that's really, you know, that. And when I said I was going to fuck, when I said I was going to goddamn go in battle 50 here and other motherfuckers' opinions about it, really made me, that was a temple tapper for me. I was, you know.
What they were saying.
That was a conundrum. I couldn't work my way around it.
What they were saying.
You know, what makes him think he can. Bitch, what the fuck make you think I can't do anything in the motherfucking world I want to?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could be him and you. I could be, you know, whoever I say I want to be, I feel right. like I could be.
Nah, that's hard.
One thing you ain't gonna do is talk me into beating myself. Mm. Finna let nobody else talk me into beating. Oh, well, maybe I just can't. You got me fucked up. Got to show up, show out. Show me what you goddamn gonna put on me, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I came for an ass whooping. Serve it up.
I was reminded.
I be damned, man. Where the fuck they do that at?
I was reminded when they did the best of Tip on his birthday. Yeah. We know. But I was like, I think you see, you got so many records. Sometimes niggas forget certain records. You got a lot of records.
I spoiled you. Know
you got a lot of records. Yeah. You got a lot of records.
I get it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I get it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes motherfucker Jake, for real, my nigga, ran that shit so long, people got tired of seeing me do it. To be honest with you, that's what happened. Mm. I ran that shit so long, like, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't, motherfucker, you know, hey, who in the fuck from trap music? Urban Legend, King, T.I. versus T.I.P., Paper Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just stop right there. Okay, Trouble.
Not to mention, like, features. Like,
okay, yeah. Okay. Who else had a run that long besides Drake, Lil Wayne, Kanye, Jay-Z? Like, who else had a run that long that was consistent, like, consistent, continuous success? Hit after hit after hit every year on time. Who else did that shit? I will motherfucking wait. That motherfucker done had double platinum, triple platinum album before. Who else from...
It's been consistent.
Consistent, man. Again, I shall name them out for you just for your listening pleasure. Trap music.
I ain't gonna let you skip on Serious, though.
King.
Start with us.
No, man, because that's regionally specific. That's,
I got you.
You know, you have to be from here.
for you in the streets.
You gotta be from here to really understand what in the streets was.
That shit was a classic. Yeah, you know,
what I'm serious was. Like, and I get that. I get it. You lame to the game, green to the scene. You understand? So I ain't expecting nothing from you. Your opinion don't mean shit because you ain't aware what the fuck going on.
Right.
So let's slide you to the side. Let's talk about when you had to be under a rock to not hear tip. Under a motherfucking rock to not hear tip. You had to intentionally not want to hear music.
No bullshit.
To not hear tip. Trap music, urban legend, King, T.I. versus T.I.P. Went to jail then. Paper Trail. Trouble Man. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Man, it's 2-3 hits on each of those, at least. On each of them. Most motherfuckers, they get a motherfucker, they get one single. And then if that don't work, then for one, the label ain't finna put no more money into you. So you finna work on the next album. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers had 2 and 3 singles on each of them. You understand me? So a lot of motherfuckers just think all closed eyes is sleep. You know what I mean? But I think that shit like that, when motherfuckers kind of like talk to me in a way that I feel like, man, you motherfuckers don't know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
That's what motivated me to put that out, man. Thank y'all.
And all the, this versus talk is good and all that, but fuck all that. When are we getting ATL 2, my nigga?
And will Bank be in it?
Man, sure.
Hey,
listen.
Bumble.
Hey, listen. Man, we can do it. Man, we going to do it whenever Lauren want to do it. You know what I'm saying? We respect it.
Say less.
We can't do ATL 2 without Nunu, period.
Say less.
So, but at the same time, I ain't finna try, rush sis into doing something, prematurely.
Right.
So whenever she feel like she ready to do it, we can do it.
Lauren, hey, we need you.
Whenever.
For sure.
What's up, bro?
What you got going on, bro?
Man, everything.
What my hood is it?
Pull up.
Yeah, I need one. See, I ain't in that 2X shit no more, bro.
Man, that's why you ain't got one else. I thought we had to. So we had to get some quadruple X's.
I don't need but 2.
Yeah, hey, look.
I don't need but 1. 1X now, man.
All right, black.
Been on my shit, man.
3-4X.
Look at this nigga, man.
Okay. Let me find that. Oh, boy, y'all, hey, man. You know, I ain't know the nigga sing.
But you just said it on the last one, bro.
I ain't know the nigga.
You said on the line, bro. I can't sing, bro. That shit over with. But my boy gone.
Hey, man.
My boy gone now, too.
Bro, let's do a song. Sing for me. Let's do a song. I ain't gonna write it and shit, man. I will. Give me a melody. I put the word with the melody if you get the melody. I tell you what, we're gonna get you in the room with a writer, goddamn. We're gonna get you in the room with a writer.
Just get it together and give it to me.
Just pull up.
Y'all never been on a song together, even on some rap.
Same shit we said in the last shit.
No, I'm saying
it's real. Start. That mean it real. That mean
have y'all been on a song, even on some rap shit? Like,
nah.
I wasn't rapping when he was rapping. He was in jail when I rap.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, bro. We need to do that.
Hello. Shout out to MLK for always trying to put it together again.
That shit, I ain't fuck with that shit. Said, what's next for Tip, though, man?
Bay said he not fucking.
Man, well, you going to hold up right now. Man,
you've been late all day.
Hey, brother.
How about that?
Hey, brother. Yeah, back up off of me, man. You better back it up like the barcade, spin it around like the OJs, brother. Yeah,
you know what they do in the 70s.
Hey, man, back on up.
Snort and whoop ass. So.
Hey, man. Listen, go hit your line and come on whoop some ass.
Yeah.
Go hit your line. Come on back and whoop you some ass.
Oh, God.
What you want to say to the people just to motivate the people the rest of the year? It's
man,
really
I done
crazy.
Said enough, man. You ain't motivated already, man. Something wrong with you, not me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't shit. Rewind. I say rewind. Go back to the beginning of this shit. Watch it again. Don't nothing sink in. Jeez. Why should I continue to cast my pearls to swine?
Where you get that one from?
I said that. I said the old nigga told me that. I said that shit. Said that shit to the 21 because I had it at the end of a record. And you know what I'm saying? He said, man, this kind of shit I be wanting to do right here, man. I want to get on a song like this. I said, well, nigga, come on, nigga, get your ass in here and get on it.
Oh, that shit hard, too.
And look, right?
He said, hard, too, bro.
He was gambling, him and Doc, him and that gambling. He was like, well, I'm on these niggas' ass right now. I'm going to come back tomorrow. You know what I mean? But he did. And that shit was going up. But anyway, why should I continue to cast my pearl to swine? Okay, that means Could you imagine going to a farm with a pig pen in the midst of some slop and trying to give a fucking filth-ass pig some pearls?
Some pure-ass pearls.
And diamond. What the fuck they want with that? They don't understand the value of this. Motherfuckers want slop. You dig? So a lot of times we begin motherfuckers game to be too precious and too valuable to where they can't even,
facts.
They can't digest.
Big facts.
That's real.
You dig what I'm saying?
That's real.
They can't digest it. So I don't want to continue to cast my pearl to swine. So a lot of times you'll just see me back up and just follow. I won't say nothing. Because obviously, if you can't understand this shit and I'm speaking nothing but English, I need to stop talking. So
real shit.
I end that. I'll let that. I bid you adieu with that. But I will say, man, I will bid you adieu.
Farewell. Bye bye.
Yeah. I bid you adieu with that.
No, I appreciate you coming.
I appreciate y'all. And no, it's great what y'all doing for the culture. That shit is great. I think that, like you pointed out to me, some motherfuckers who listen to this shit because of you,
exactly,
they need to hear a lot of shit that, you know, y'all gonna be able to expose them to. Those are the three things that plague our community: the lack of education, the lack of opportunity, and the lack of exposure. So we can get everybody to get a little bit more of that in their life, this shit'll be over with in no time. Till then, I'll be keeping the champagne cold. I'll catch y'all later.
Big shout out to T.I., man. Libra is out right now.
Yeah.
Big facts. Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.